Music from Kathleen Edwards. That's Empty Threat. You can find it on Voyager, her latest. We had a tune from The Tallest Man on Earth's latest. It's called No Leaving Now, and we heard Bright Lanterns. You can check out our playlists online at WYSO.org. We're getting those updated for you and ready to roll. While you're there, check out all the cool stuff we've got going on. We're getting ready to announce the WYSO Community Concert. We'll have details on that coming to the website very soon, as well as to the airwaves, and all kinds of other cool things. You can find our archives there under the Kaleidoscope page, including tomorrow you'll be able to see what, or rather hear what you're going to hear right now on the air. I am very happy to welcome a really great local band into the studio. They're going to be performing at the Miami Valley Music Fest. We'll have your chance to win tickets to that a little later on in the show, and we'll be chatting with them, getting to know them a little bit. But first, I am going to hand things over to the WYSO performance space for some live tunes from Lost on Iddings.
Good evening, Radio Land.
Thank you.
little song called Walking.
Lost on Endings live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We're going to be back to chat with the band and hear some more live music. It's coming up next on 91.3 WYSO.
Hearing voices.
You know the feeling. The temperature rises above 100 degrees. Movement, even thought, becomes harder and harder.
The desert really melts things down and burns away the unimportant.
Silence not only of lack of sound, but also I think the silence of heat.
It's hard work trying to have a good time when your skin is turning to leather in the sun and there's sand between your toes and in all your pores.
Heat from hearingvoices.com.
Thursday night at 11 on WYSO.
Hi, my name is Chris Murphy. And you know what? 30 years ago, when I was in college, I did a radio show at WYSO. I used to even volunteer to distribute a paper program for WYSO all around the Miami Valley area. Well, I'm still with it. I still love WYSO, and my favorite shows are every single one of them. You just can't go wrong with this station. And to show your support, visit WYSO.org and become a member today.
Dance.
This is Derev Cool. Join me each and every Friday night for the Indestructible Beats, Transplanetary Sounds, Global Groove, and fabulous tunes found right here in your own backyard during Around the Fringe. You're the VIP at the best darn dance party anywhere. Friday nights, 8 to midnight on WYSO 91.3 FM.
One day, the punk band The Bronx decided they wanted to do something a little different than the normal acoustic set, and Mariachi El Bronx was born, a punk band doing pretty darn authentic mariachi music. I'm David Dye. We'll also talk about the original mariachi on Latin Roots on the next World Cafe.
Tomorrow afternoon at 1, right after our excursions on 91.3 WYSO.
Tom Ashbrook. Coming up on the next On Point, James Carville and Stan Greenberg on election 2012, money, power, and the battle over America's battered middle class. That's coming up on the next On Point from NPR.
Tonight at midnight on your public radio station, 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumhold, and just a moment ago, we heard some live music from Lost on Endings. They're going to be playing live for us again here in a few moments. But first, let's get to know the band a little bit. Welcome, everybody.
Hey. Thanks for having us.
Hello. Hey. Very glad to have you all in the studio with us this evening. I know that you guys are kind of shuffling around some of the roles in the band, but tell me a little bit about how you guys got started playing together.
I would say chance meetings, different places, channeling, networking, and I've got a little jam session or jam studio in the garage, and it's kind of been a place for musicians of all types to come in and just kind of hang out and let it fly with no rules and regulations, and went from there with it. So, ever revolving door, but it's always same core. So.
This is the new guy speaking, and it is like a beautiful piece of synchronicity. I'm running into Brad and on like a little just a open stage kind of gig night, and he's like, "Hey, come out, check this out, come on out." And everybody's been very receptive to, made me feel really welcome. So I can dig that.
Is it hard, both from the new guy perspective and the guys who have been here's perspective, when you have kind of that revolving door mentality, is it hard to adjust to the playing style of different people that are coming in and out, or does it all kind of just fit together naturally?
I'd say a little bit of both. There's, I think, just as much as your day at work has gone affects the music as much as another player. I mean, it's hard to get super tight with people, but it's it's an experiment as always, and you know, as long as everybody has a good time doing it and people are having a good time listening to it, that's what we're looking for. So
it's the music for sure, though, for me, and the people I'm playing with. It's like icing. But we all have such great common interests in the music end of things.
And tell me a little bit about your common musical interests. I could hear some really great threads weaving through your music, you know, a lot of Grateful Dead influence, and you know, with that comes a little bit of jazz, a little bit of reggae, a little bit of rock and roll all rolled up in there. Do you guys all come from a common musical background, or are you all kind of bringing different influences into the band?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of variations in what people get into in the band. There's big reggae lovers. There's definitely a lot of, I think maybe Dead is the common denominator here, but everything else is, like I said before, it's how was your day at work? It might be a little heavier, a little deeper, a little nastier. It might be, you know, if everybody's smiling, it's more of a reggae end of things. So it's just, we let that just kind of, we don't try to box anything up our sound, just let it fly how it goes. So
I was attracted to the groove that you guys put forth the first time. Even though I've got to play with a bunch of different people, we're trying to solidify the lineup. And I know, being the new guy, you know, I'm just kind of out here on the outside letting things kind of develop in front of me. So it's been kind of cool. But the same influence in music, that's a given, really. You have to love what you're playing. Otherwise, you don't stick around too long.
Kind of goes back to the name of the band also, being Lost on Eddings. It's hailing from a very short road near West Milton between Milton and Troy. And if you've ever tried to get there, you would be lost yourself. And kind of goes for the same inside the studio and outside of it out there on Eddings Road. So a big shout out to all the people on Eddings Road that tolerate us making a ruckus there once a week for like 6 years. So appreciate that.
When you guys play live, is it that same kind of vibe of just kind of how was your day, or do you, you know?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, you just kind of let it
try to carry what we do in our own studio, carry out to the live show, and let it go from there. So.
And are you guys, I know you said you have a studio, are you guys doing any recording right now? Or just...
We have years of recordings. I think that's the problem, because you start working on something and then you do something a little different next week and you're like, well, maybe that's the way it should be. And it's just kind of building a massive archive of recordings, I'd say since 2000. I think I got on cassette tape back to 2003 or 4 or something like that.
Wow.
So it's getting quite to be a big archive. So.
And do you have any releases planned, or have you thought that far ahead yet?
We've done some recordings down in Atlanta, and we have a few tracks from down there we've been working on for a while. And whether we release them, I don't know. I might just give them out for free online. So,
is that kind of intimidating to have sort of all these different iterations and to try to even tackle, like, what would you choose for a release, given that, you know, something may sound right in one context and sounds just as right in a totally different context? Is that at all challenging?
Yeah, I think that's the OCD part of this outfit, actually, because it's you might hear something the next week that sounds a little bit better and be like, well, maybe that's the direction it be. And I think we've gotten to a point where we've just let it be, basically, and not try to force anything ever, and just let things flow and keep it fun. You know, if something would happen, something happens. But you just got to let it be and play the music and do it for the music and nothing else. And hopefully you can pull a few fans along the way. So,
well, tell me about what the rest of your summer looks like. I know the big date is the Miami Valley Music Fest, which is August 10th and 11th at the Troy Eagles Campground. That's got to be a really, really fun experience for you guys, being out there with all kinds of fans and local musicians. And I take it that's probably a weekend to look forward to for you all.
For most people. My end of it's more... you know, 3 days of torture, but...
That's right, because you're one of the organizers as well.
Yeah, I get very little sleep and quite a few days in that weekend there. So I think everybody else has a good time with it and gets to relax and have fun and, you know, enjoy hanging out with other musicians and all the good people. So it's probably why I do all the hard work for it, but it's it's worth it in the end.
What's that like to sort of be on both ends of the stage, you know?
The music is the break of the day. That's me on break, so... Yeah, just go up there and kind of let it go and let your mind not think about all the millions of things going on around you. So.
And beyond the festival, do you guys have any other gigs planned, or are you just going to
We
to
do.
Take things
we actually do a lot of private parties, believe it or not. We are kind of like the old school hippie house band. And we travel around the state of Ohio here and play for you know, the real deal hippies from the 60s. And yeah, and they tend to treat us really good. And we've made a lot of good connections doing that kind of thing. And it's working out for us, that's for sure. It's opening up doors. So,
what is the difference in sort of the vibe and the preparation and how you guys, you know, structure what you're going to play, playing, say, a big outdoor festival and then, you know, a private house party for a bunch of old school hippies? Is it just a totally different mindset, or is it that same kind of groove the whole way through?
No, it's the same mindset. So it's keep it loose and keep it fun. And I think that translates through the music and through the people we play for on both ends of it. So we actually enjoy doing the private things a little more than actually playing out in the clubs and that, because the vibe is always, you know, controlled and it's always good and positive. And, you know, people just appreciate something like that. And we know quite a few people have the nice places to let us do that. So it's same down the road. We try to keep it real easy.
So. Easy does it. Well, if people want to check you guys out online, where can they find you?
You can find us on Facebook. You can search us through there, Lost on Eddings. And that's probably about the best place to locate things. Yeah. Lead it back to Reverb Nation and stuff like that. So you'll find links through there.
Cool. Well, guys, why don't we take a quick break and hear some more live tunes from Lost on Eddings. You can check them out here in it's coming up on a couple weeks, Miami Valley Music Fest, August 10th and 11th, Troy Eagles Campground. We'll be back for more live music here in just a second on 91.3 WYSO.
This is Dee Dee Bridgewater. Tuesday night is Jazz Night on WYSO. Join Dave Barber at 8 o'clock for 2 hours of great music. And at 10, I'm your host for jazz performances captured live across the nation and around the world on Jazz Set from NPR Music. Join us for the best in jazz every Tuesday night on member-supported 91.3 WYSO.
I really dig the local programming as well as the national news.
My favorite show is Morning Edition.
I like All Things Considered.
Terry Gross's Fresh Air.
And World Cafe.
I support WYSO because they support local live music.
Because we need community, and it's wonderful to have a center for it.
And we love Nikki Dakota.
Yep, she's the best.
Yeah.
To show your support, visit WYSO.org and become a member today.
Who says there's nothing to do? With so much going on in the Miami Valley, it's hard to keep track of everything. That's where the WYSO Community Events Calendar comes in. It's a great place to start planning your weekend, and you can even submit your own event. Visit WYSO.org and click on events. You don't know what you've been missing.
This land is your land.
This Saturday marks the centennial of Woody Guthrie's birth. On the next Fresh Air, we talk about his life and music with Jeff Place, who co-produced a new Guthrie box set and co-wrote the companion book, and Ed Cray, who wrote a biography of Guthrie called Ramblin' Man that's published in a new edition. Join us.
Tune into Fresh Air tomorrow afternoon at 3 on your public radio station, 91.3 WYSO.
Hi, Nikki Dakota here, host of Excursions, weekday mornings on WYSO. Music is a staple of the soul, an invitation to ponder a new perspective, to sing along, to play along, dance along, and to be reminded we're not alone. Excursions is music from all eras and all corners. Heart, soul, and mind, music bridges the chapters of our lives. Weekdays from 10 to 1, join me.
Hi, I'm Daryl Fairchild. I'm here with my family.
Kim Armentrout and our daughter, Maya.
And we love WYSO because it's local, real, and part of our community.
And part of our family.
To show your support, visit WYSO.org and become a member today.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Fromhold, and I am joined once again in the studio by Lost on Eddings. You can catch him at the Miami Valley Music Fest. It's August 10th and 11th at the Troy Eagles Campground. But first, catch him right here in the WYSO performance space. They're going to be playing live for us.
We're going to dedicate this one to Bobby Dylan. It's his birthday. Okay, you can dedicate someone's own song to them, right, Rasta?
Absolutely. Looked at him, he felt a spark tingle to his bones. Then he felt alone, wished that he'd gone straight. Watched out for that simple twist of fate. Walked along by the old canal, little confused, I remember well. Into a cheap hotel, a neon burning bright, felt the heat of the night hit him like a freight train, moving with that simple twist of fate.
Must he wait one more time for that simple twist?
twisted fate. People tell me it's a sin. No one feel too much within. All I know, she was my twin. I dropped the ring. She was born in spring. I was born too late. Blame it on it. Simple twist of fate. Blame it on it. Simple twist of fate.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Lost on Innings live in the WISO studios. Check them out at Miami Valley Music Fest. It's August 10th and 11th at the Troy Eagles Campground. And if you want to go, be the third caller at 769-1998. That's 769-1998. Winner gets a pair of passes to the festival. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much.
Can I say hi to my kids real quick?
Go for it.
Hey, hi, Connor. Hi, Luke. Hi, honey.
Thanks so much to Lost on Innings. Like I said, check them out. Miami Valley Music Fest, August 10th and 11th. This is Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. Broadcasting in HD, WISO is a service of Antioch University for the Miami Valley. Coming up next, Glad Girl Shelley is going to be doing an interview with Justin Howard of the Black Box Improv Theater. They have some cool stuff going on. We're going to tell you all about it. Very exciting stuff. So stick around. It's coming up on Kaleidoscope. Right now, we'll do a little set of a little tribute that I sort of crafted at the last possible second in honor of Woody Guthrie's 100th birthday. We're going to start off with Billy Bragg and Wilco doing my favorite album off of the Mermaid Avenue album, which was inspired by Woody Guthrie's music. This is California Stars.
I like to rest my heavy head.